thought it. You know, back 31 years when we got started, I was just hoping we could stay in the sport for a while.
What does this moment mean for you right now? What's your emotions going right now, you know, hearing your name called?
Well, I cannot imagine that my name is up there with the 45 people that have already been inducted, all the things that they'd accomplished, and of course with Mark being in there, and with Roger Penske being in there, and of course all of my Wood Brothers friends being in there. I'm really, it's rarefied air, and I've got to take a while to think about what it all means to me, but it's certainly taken my breath.
What was your reaction when you heard your name called?
I felt like I wanted to sit down. It just means a lot to be up here with Mark and with everybody else that's been already inducted, and with a list of other people, that the other 15 people that were on the nomination list this year, to think that my name was one of the ones who were chosen from this group of nominees by the 59 voter selection panel, just incredible. I hope that I'm worth that, and I hope that I'll not do anything to embarrass them as we go down the road further.
Jack, I know you're still active, obviously, but when you look back on what you've accomplished in NASCAR, what are you most proud of?
I'm most proud of winning that first race with Mark in Rockingham in 89. Because what that meant is, it meant to me is that I could find a sponsor to keep going. It meant to Mark that the team was going to be solid and keep putting cars under him. There was some doubt in both of our minds if we were going to be able to turn the corner and be able to stay.
Mark, what does this moment mean to you to see kind of your guy, Jack Roush, coming to this NASCAR?
Well, this is a great day for me. You know, Jack Roush did so much for so many people. Not just for me, but in giving me my second chance at you know, when no one else would, but so many other great race car drivers and all the people in the shops that he mentored, he encouraged, he gave the tools and the opportunities to people who wouldn't have otherwise, if it had not been for Jack Roush, wouldn't have got the opportunity to succeed. And he's done that in his other businesses as well. I know that for a fact. But just the kind of person that Jack is and has been, and what he has meant to all those people, we celebrate today for him.
The encouragement that I got from Les Richter and from Mike Helton and of course Bill Jr. And all the great partners we've had. The sponsor partners, I'm not going to start naming them, but we've had a great list of world-class sponsors over the years. Of course, Robin Pemberton and Steve Meehl were in on day one, and they were the general manager and the crew chief that really got us going, kept us straight for a long time. Jimmy Finnig, so many people that were giants in their own time have contributed to our success. It's just, I can't believe that I've been a recipient of so great schooling and great support that's allowed me to do the things that I dreamed of. Some of which I never dreamed of.
Jack, is it the competition that has kept you going? Is it just the ability to kind of have an ingenuity in race cars? What's kept you running?
Well, in the beginning, it was solving problems. You know, I was the guy that was anxious to volunteer to put in. If you had a part that broke or if you had something that didn't work correctly, I believed that I could have as good an idea of anybody what to do about it. So I started off solving problems. Then we got into developing our careers. As we looked at multiple cars and running multiple series, we're able to look at building the careers of people who had come out of the north and wanted to be mechanics and fabricators and wanted to build the careers in the business. And then the young drivers that come out of, Greg Biffle come from the West Coast. You know, Matt Kidd has come from up north where Mark had come from. You know, we've just bringing so many people into the business and realizing, helping them realize their potential at the same time we're all pulling on the same rope.
Jack, why did you feel it was necessary to hire drivers that did not have a whole lot of NASCAR experience, and why did you want to give them a name?
Well, history won't have very many people that come from up north that have been successful. Roger, this is actually Roger's second time of being a team owner. He was a team owner in the 80s, maybe the 70s, I guess it was, in the 70s, and was not able to make it stick. You know, there were a number of other road racers and drag racers that got in that were not able to stay. So for me to be able to come down and to get the support and the advice and the Wood Brothers were such great support in terms of helping me solve problems. I know I tell a story about Leonard Wood I enjoy telling. One day I found this thing on a carburetor that I could do to help balance my spark plugs out. And so I went to Leonard, who has always been telling me things, and he thought I needed to know when I needed to know it. I says, Leonard, I found this thing on my carburetor. I can't wait to show you. And I showed it to him. He looked at me real disgusted, folded his hands, and said, well, that's one of the things I didn't tell you. So somebody was always in front of me with a better idea, and I just was able to pick up on it. They carried it to me sometimes, and sometimes I saw it from just watching what they were doing. But I enjoyed being an innovative on some of the safety things. I was in the right place at the right time to help with that. But none of those ideas were all mine. They were a combination of things that came from other people that I was able to add to and get the result we needed.
Mark, what kind of advice can you give him for his retirement speech?
Oh man!
Yeah, Hall of Fame speech.
Speech.
He's never going to retire.
He might be one and the same.
It's really, really difficult because you're limited on your time. I know I had mine all put together and I was pretty proud of it, and I went in to rehearse it. It was 15 minutes, and they told me I was going to have to chop it down to about 6. I threw my hands up in the air and said I can't do it. Just forget it. So they helped me cut it down, but there's so many people to thank, you know, and I know Jack, and I know that he's going to want to share the praise for the people that gave him the tools and the opportunity to realize his dreams. And it's a great time. It's just I can't be happier to see this happening for Jack and to share, you know, being in the Hall of Fame with him.
Does it feel like a second piece of you has went into the Hall of Fame this year?
Well, it was really important to me because, without Jack, I don't believe that I would be in the NASCAR Hall of Fame. And so, you know, he's the foundation for me. So I'm glad to see him in here.
I certainly wouldn't be here myself without all the great partners we had, but for sure the one that I missed, I can mention, is Ford Motor Company. They gave me a job right out of school, put me to work in their assembly plants, gave me encouragement to get involved with the race programs, gave me support to give me a start my NASCAR team in 88, and they've supported me through the ups and downs. They're the only automotive manufacturer I've ever been affiliated with, and their continuity, their support, and all their technical advice has been absolutely vital.